Hello, here we are again with another program. We're in Colossians chapter 2. Today we're looking at verses 18 to 23. Paul said here, "Let no man beguile you." We're going to look at that. Stay tuned. Paul was obviously writing to these people at Colossae concerning the issues that they were facing at that time. And of course, they had some false teachers coming in there, these Gnostics, and they were teaching that you needed to worship angels. Paul said, "Let no man beguile you of your reward in a voluntary humility and worshiping of angels. Let no man beguile you." Now, that phrase, "let no man," that is found 24 times in the Bible. It's found twice in Colossians. "Let no man judge you," chapter 2 and verse number 16. And "let no man beguile you," chapter 2 and verse number 18. They were standing on the word of God. And if you're going to stand on the word of God, nobody has a right to judge you on that. If you're standing on the word of God, then you're right. "Let no man judge you. Let no man beguile you of your reward." He said they're not holding to the head. Now, you'll notice the word head there has a capital on it, capital H, and it's referring to Christ. It's been translated "hold fast" five times. Now, we're either going to hold fast to what Christ says, or we're going to hold fast to what somebody else says, teaching false doctrine. And I want, again, talk to you about this damnable heresy that we're facing today that says you don't need to repent in order to be saved. That is a damnable heresy. If you believe it, you are not going to heaven. The Bible said, and Jesus said it, "I tell you nay, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." Now, are you going to believe Jesus, or are you going to believe those in our fundamental independent Baptist movement that are teaching a false doctrine? Wake up. If you're going to believe these people who are teaching false doctrine, then you're going to hell when you die. It's just that simple. Can you not see how serious this is? He says they're not holding to the head. They're not holding to Christ. And we're having the same problems today. He says you're going to be with Christ or you're going to go with the rudiments of the world. And then in verse number 20, he asks the question, why? Why would you want to do that? "Going after the commandments and doctrines of men," Jesus said in Mark 7 and verse 7. He said, "In vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandments of men." What are you going after? After the tradition of men, Colossians 2:8? After the rudiments of the world, Colossians 2:8? After the commandments of men, Colossians 2 and 22? After the doctrines of men, Colossians 2:22, or after the image of him, that is Christ, Colossians 3 and verse number 10. You'd be wise to determine who you're going to believe. And if you're going to believe anybody other than Christ, that is just showing stupidity. Is it any wonder that the Bible says the fool has said in his heart, "There is no God"? Now, the word "there is" is in italics, which means it wasn't in the original. And what that verse is really saying is the fool has said in his heart, "No, God, I'm not going to believe what Jesus said. I'm going to believe what Jack Isles said." Well, you better wake up.
Be thou exalted forever and ever, God of eternity, the ancient of days, wondrous in wisdom, majestic in glory, perfect in holiness, and worthy of praise. Be thou exalted by seraphs and rapture of courage to
from sin.